You are now tuned in to the AO Podcast Network.
Nice song. It's very, it's
I've
like
I've never heard that song.
It just came up on my Spotify. Welcome back, everyone. How's it going? But yeah, it just, for all the listeners out there, if you like that song, check it out. It's Childish Gambino and Brittany Howard. It's called Stay High.
Yeah, check it out on our playlist.
Check it out on our playlist on Spotify. It's wonderful. It's actually a really nice, like, summer vibe.
Yeah, it's groovy.
Yeah, and he just wants to stay high.
It's a nice song to smoke, too.
It has a very nice drum.
Yeah, it's a nice song. But anyways, welcome back. Welcome back for another episode of the
Three
Buds
Podcast.
I'm one of the three buds, one of the three friends, three amigos. Mark, here with my two good friends and buds.
Baby, it's me, the second Migo, Davey.
Hey, you guys, it's Naomi,
and we are
We're the three buds.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is a big episode for us. Double digits, episode 10.
Ooh, ooh.
Let's get a round of applause. Hype horn. Round of applause.
Shout out to one of the best numbers out there, the number 10.
Oh yeah, class of 2010. Yeah, we're excited. I gotta say, this is, as we just said, this is episode 10. I'm pretty excited. We're in the double digits, and eventually, by the time we know, we'll be in the triple digits.
It's a milestone for sure. Yeah, and it came around a lot quicker than I expected.
Yeah, for real. It came pretty fast.
Right?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed every part of it, I guess you can say.
Every episode?
Yeah, it's been fun.
And like, and we hang out regardless. So, I mean, like, this is really like episode 4,565 of us hanging out and smoking. Yeah. But
I almost had a Rick moment there.
Yeah.
With the listeners and everything, this is episode 10. So if you've been tuning in from the jump, we appreciate that. If you're a new listener, first time listener, we love you. We appreciate the support. We hope everything's good in your life, and we hope you stick around. We're having fun, and we've got some cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, this is a milestone, you know, it being 10. I remember our producer John told me one time that, like, once you get to 10, that's the make it or break it episode.
Oh shit.
Yeah, was it
I don't know what,
like,
that means.
There's what, 2-3 million podcasts in the world? Only 300,000 or something have made it to episode 10.
Oh,
damn. Yeah. Shout out to everybody. That's our producer, John, the man, the mastermind.
What up, what up?
He is the brain behind the pinky.
but here we are, another week, another day. We woke up today, and I've been having a really good week. Don't know about y'all. Davey, how's your week been?
It's been pretty straight. Actually, I had a very eventful day today.
Yeah.
I had actually fun, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my heart rate got up. I was like, oh fuck, I gotta do something. And then I tried the best I can, and it was fun along the whole entire process.
Awesome.
And also, I felt like I didn't do anything, but it was fucking great.
Those are like my days when you're always like, yo, Mark, what the fuck do you do? I'm like, sometimes I feel like I don't do anything, but then I look at it and I'm like, I got a lot done today.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
But yeah, we'll start this off the same way we always do. Sorry that intro took a little bit longer. Before we begin, we do want to as always, encourage you to roll up, spark up, pack a bowl, hit a dab, vape, whatever you got. Join us on this adventure. Get your spirits up, get high, get lifted, and just kind of appreciate everything going on in your life and all the people you got in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that shit.
Yeah, I mean it. Oh, go for it. My bad. My bad, girl.
Like that shit and just partake in anything creative. You know, listen to the good stuff we're about to say, but also enjoy it while you smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Because honestly, people really do kind of freak out when they smoke. And I feel like that's something.
What do you mean by that?
Like, people need to change their mindset when it comes to smoking. Like, I feel like if you inhale and you just think about relaxing things, like, it would maybe make the experience a little better for you.
Oh, so use it as a tool to get into a better place, not like really something to put up with all the bad stuff. Like,
yeah,
no, just like, kind of use it to appreciate.
Take it in a positive way, yeah. You know, and like every time, like, take it that way, you know.
I like
because
that.
Because a lot of people that smoke just really just have bad thoughts.
Yeah.
And that leads to like really negative shit. So just when you smoke, enjoy it.
Yeah.
And have good thoughts when you do it.
Yeah. I like
that. Happens.
I like that.
Yeah. Everybody has that one like paranoid story, which, usually starts with bad thoughts. So
a lot of people have bad experiences.
Clear your mind. Do breathing exercises where you get oxygen to the brain more.
All people know the greatness of it. So I would want everybody else to enjoy it.
Actually,
after
we do the quick hits and we're kind of just chatting, I do want to talk about things you've learned as you've like smoked more and more and how you learn to control your high. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, cool.
Real quick. You mentioned it earlier off air, off the mic, but you said shout out to 420 Solutions. 420 Solutions, that is the... This isn't a paid ad. This isn't a sponsorship.
Yeah, it's not paid.
We've said it before.
Paid,
huh?
Send us some money.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
420 Solutions, if you want to pay us.
Brinks
truck, bro.
Well, we can really use another bottle of that solution, but this is not a paid advertisement or a sponsorship. We just want to... encourage everyone, if you're smoking out of a bowl, a bong, whatever the case is, clean that shit out, keep your pieces fresh and dirt and grime free. 420 Solutions, that is the cleaning product you use to clean out your pieces, and that it's like blue.
It's blue, and it has like this salt, like, kind of crystal.
Yeah.
Okay, like abrasive material inside.
Yeah, correct. And you pretty much just shake it, and it says, I think it's on the bottle. It says like you really only have to do it for like a few seconds.
I mean, it
comes out crystal clear. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best I've ever done, like using that stuff, and I didn't even use a lot. Like the first few times we did it, we used a fuck ton, and I was just fucking squeezing that shit in there. I remember the first time we didn't even shake it, so all we had was the fucking
the liquid
in there.
You mix water into it and you shake it up quite a bit, right?
Well, nice. I did it the second time. So what I did is I only used a little bit. I shook it a good amount, made sure there was a good amount of crystals, and then I put a little more just water in it, just
into
hot water.
The solution?
With the solution, just a little bit, and then I did it again. Yo, I was like amazed. Oh my god, I barely used any, and it came out like, wow.
Yeah, so check out your local smoke shop.
Yeah, it's not even
and dispensary.
That expensive.
420
like
Solutions
bucks.
For the and it's an awesome cleaning product.
Yeah.
Shout out to 420.
There's
Solutions
also another one that we used before and we liked it because we can reuse it, but we're definitely finding the 420 solution to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
So check it out, everybody.
And
check
again, this isn't a paid. They did not pay us, but hey, if you want to send us a bottle, if anyone's listening in, you got to connect with 420 Solutions. Holla at us. DM us, let me know what's up, because that'd be
I
cool.
I want to throw in that I did see on Reddit today that it was like one of the first things, how people are cleaning their bongs.
Yeah.
So it's weird that you guys bring this up. And one person uses like, I guess any citrus oil, like concentrated citrus oil and hot water.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. There's a lot of like natural things that you can use. Yeah, too.
I'd be curious. Maybe I'll ask this on Twitter. What people use to clean? Like, what's their favorite cleaning methods?
Yeah.
But they said people do not put it down the sink. Don't put it down your drain.
The cleaning solutions or
what it takes out. Okay. Right? So all the
grime and shit.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
For real?
I mean, yeah. All the resin, up? Right? Like that's basically resin.
Yeah, and it's sticky.
To make like a strainer, put it like in a strainer and then throw it out because you don't want
kind of like to, oil like, build like cooking oil and stuff. Okay. You don't want it going down the drain.
True. A little like building your pipe. So they're like, yo, don't put it down there. Put a strainer. Shout out to Reddit. Reddit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Learned a lot of shit.
Oh, wonderful. Damn. Subreddits. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Reddit is one of the best places on earth.
But without further ado, we should just jump right in. This is in case you're a new listener, first time listener, this is a segment we call the Quick Hits, where we talk about news and updates, cool things happening in the cannabis world, in the world of weed. So let's go ahead and jump right into that. I'm just going to rattle some things off. We could talk about them a little later if you want, and let's get to it. So one of the cool things for the past few weeks, we've been talking about celebrities getting into the weed world, big companies, big, you know, things like that happening that they're trying to publicize this more commonly. Right. And today I saw that Allen Iverson is partnering with another former NBA player, Al Harrington, to create his own cannabis strain. And that's really cool.
It's pretty awesome.
That is really cool. Earlier,
the answer.
Cool. Yeah, I was gonna say earlier you were like, it's, you know, called the answer. Like, is it actually? Did you look into it?
I didn't know, but as soon as you said Allen Iverson, I was like, oh,
the answer. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You know, more and more and more celebrities. Well, it's not gonna stop.
There was another celebrity, wasn't it? Paul Pierce, and his was called the Truth.
Yeah, the one we were talking about before. Yeah.
Talk about that on the other previous episode.
Coming around.
Wow.
But hey, I mean, they got lots of money. They got lots of publicity. So Allen Iverson, he's hoping that he could get in touch with the NBA and talk about this more and make it. You know, more socially acceptable and all the benefits that it has. So,
yeah, think he'd be lit in public functions?
Fuck yeah, 100%.
I've seen him lately, and I was like, oh, he lit, dog.
The company is Viola.
Viola, that's Al Harrington's company. It's called Viola.
Viola.
Wow, a larger violin. Or that's a viola, my bad.
So, yeah, shout out to Allen Iverson and Al Harrington. Really cool. I think we've talked about how you guys were like at a music festival once before. But a big one that everyone knows about, Lollapalooza. It's happening again this year. And this is actually going to be the first year that weed is legal in Chicago or in Illinois. So Lollapalooza, music festivals in general, you smoke there, you get... That's the escape zone, right?
That's so cool.
And this is the first time it's legal. So there, all the stores and dispensaries in the area are like overstocking their supplies because they're expecting a huge boost in sales and revenue. Yeah. So
that's crazy. I seen that Hulu's doing Lollapalooza live.
Yeah.
Yo, everybody got to be burning.
We should silent disco at Lollapalooza from our living room.
Oh.
Or from your guys' living room.
Let's do it. And let's get blasted like everybody in Chicago.
Damn.
We can talk about that.
I wish we had like a 60, 70 inch now, dog.
When is that?
Just get a projector.
Oh, we could get a
projector.
Oh, when is it?
Lollapalooza?
Shit. Fact checker. I guess that's not a fact checker.
This is going...
I think it's in September.
This episode is going to air on Tuesday the 3rd, I believe. So...
Oh, I lied.
Yeah, it's actually starting today. Lollapalooza.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
It's today? Yo.
So by the time this airs,
Lollapalooza tomorrow,
by the time this
guys.
Airs, this is gonna, this is,
I wonder
Lollapalooza
if
just ended
now,
yesterday.
Then.
Huh?
They might. We could check it out. We could check it out.
Oh, fuck, dog. That's crazy.
But all that to say, it's gonna be interesting to see how these big events like this have an impact on the marijuana industry and the cannabis industry in the U.S. Let's see, moving on from there, the House of Representatives is going to approve or is trying to approve legislation to protect banks that provide financial services to marijuana and hemp-related businesses. So that's a big one, because previously, if you had a dispensary, all the money you made from there, like, technically couldn't go into a bank.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And so a lot of people use credit unions. They hired armed guards to, like, stand in front of a safe, basically.
Or
only accepted cash.
Yeah, what's that other method that you use?
Crypto?
When you go to, like move?
Oh, I use CanPay.
Yeah.
CanPay. And that's a cannabis, I'm assuming, like, a cannabis payment account of some sort, right? Like a financial account of some sort?
Yeah, it's attached to your bank account, okay. But the way you pay is just with a QR code. And it has, like a serial number.
Yeah,
there's
a number
you're not,
they read scan off. It.
So you're not technically transferring, like, money. It's, like, something else.
It's a withdrawal.
Interesting.
Yeah,
CanPay. I'm going to look into that.
There's loopholes to that. But, yeah, I always pay with CanPay.
Yeah.
It's the shit, honestly.
At all dispensaries? Or just move?
No, pretty much all dispensaries do use it. Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to look CanPay.
It's what's up. It's really just like you create an account, you attach your bank and stuff, and it gives you a QR code when it's time to pay. It has a QR code and then like a serial number, and they either type it in or they like scan the code.
Yeah.
And it just withdraws it
from your
account.
It's kind of like Cash App when you scan somebody's code and then pay like that. Interesting. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's check it out. CanPay. But a good segue from that is there's a credit union in Michigan that has openly stated it's going to start offering its services to marijuana companies in Michigan. So
that's what's so
that those two play hand in hand.
Yeah.
If it does become a bill or some sort of protection for banks that they can, take care of these people's money, that's going to be huge, huge, huge.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
Was it Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
Ann Arbor, like University of Michigan. Those are all rich ass people though there. Like if you
But the legislation would be for the entire country. So that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell.
Yeah.
I've seen something like that happen.
It's really, really interesting. Moving on, the governor of Colorado has announced a new portion of the government. A new office, a new chain of command, and it's going to be called the CBO, the Cannabis Business Office, and they want to help with the weed advocacy on a legal level, even more, on a state level, really, and they do want to start setting up resources to help communities who have been affected by the war on drugs and weed in general. So it's really cool.
Wow,
like,
that's cool.
Another good thing to talk about, states trying to seemingly do the right thing. So we'll see how that plays out. And lastly, we talked about basketball earlier. Going to the football, the NFL, Julio Jones and Roddy White are being accused of money laundering and fraud for over $3 million in cannabis sales.
Damn.
For a dispensary. So the rumor on
like
that,
new girls.
Yeah,
new girls, good girls,
good girls. The allegations on that, from what I briefly read, are they partnered with the owner of a dispensary in California, and did some backdoor sales straight from the grow room. Like they didn't go through the front of the dispensary, and so they think they got away with $3 million.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting.
Wow.
One of them. Julio Jones, he's still in the NFL. Roddy White is no longer in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
It was unfortunate that they couldn't win a Super Bowl together.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good wide receiver core. But
that's all I got for the quick hits. Thank you all for listening on that. There's always stuff going on in the weed world, in the cannabis world. So
for real.
You know, it's not just stoners getting high all the time. There's like actual things happening out there. So
like, look, they just opened like a whole, what is it, like a government
government branch. Well, wow. sort of
They trying to make moves for real.
Yeah, there was another state that they changed. I think it was maybe Louisiana. They changed their like requirements for licensure of dispensaries and like grow rooms and stuff. And like 626 new companies like were approved for it under that.
Damn.
Like fucking insane. I don't know if it was Louisiana. Don't quote me on that. I like briefly skimmed over it. Lots of money, though. Lots of money and opportunity. I mean, you worked at a dispensary. You know how it is. Yeah. So.
We made so much money. Like, so much money in a day that I'd be like, holy shit. I know, it's nuts. Day I made in sales like $6,000. Just me.
Just you alone.
Me, yeah.
Did you, not to get into your finances, did you get any commission off that?
They did. They gave us tips.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, there was one time that this lady gave me like a, I think it was like a $60 tip.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, usually people just drop a few bucks or so. Like, it's not like we're servers. We get paid like, you know, we get pretty decently paid an hour, you know.
Yeah.
But we did get tips on top of it.
That's pretty dope.
It was pretty nice. I liked it.
Did you work there around like 420? Not even just this year, but like when obviously not this year. Or any big holidays for that matter?
I know I worked like around like the holiday season. Like,
did you find it busier than usual?
Because
we were talking about Lollapalooza, which is that, like, that's a huge music festival. So, yeah,
but they also had sales too going on that day.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, we
always
run sales and stuff, but I don't think I was there when we were around the 420 time. I'm pretty sure I worked from August to December.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't work there for very long because then I graduated and then got like another job. But
yeah,
it was always very busy around the holiday seasons, I'd say, because we do sales. Like, we know that people are celebrating.
And yeah.
They're always coming in, but we just had crazy sales all the time.
You think people were buying more just for themselves, like maybe getting a few extra pre-rolls this time around? Like,
no, for
if you
sure.
see a normal, if you see a regular and they normally buy like a quarter, right? And then all of a sudden they buy a quarter and then like 20 pre-rolls. You're going to be like, oh, okay.
20 pre-rolls.
Yeah,
something like that. Obviously,
the
numbers
are
drastic.
We would drop hella sales though around like the holiday season. Like,
yeah.
It'd be a normal sale. We'd always send out like a text message in the morning. And then in the middle of the day, it'd be like flash sale. And it'd be like 30% off, like,
flash sale
or something.
And people would just pull up.
We would sell out.
Well, that happens to one of my friends. He has his card. I'm sure it happens to you too, but we don't really talk too much about it because we just always have access to weed. But sometimes he'll go into a dispensary and they'll be sold out of flower or certain strains, and he's like he'll order it online before time and then pull up and then they're like, sorry, we're out of this.
That happens to me all the time. All the time.
Fuck that.
But
like, I be
knowing the schedule. Like, when they come and do the shipments,
I know. She plotting.
The pickup, and they put in the little bag for me, and I go scoop it up, and we good.
Smooth.
It is a pretty smooth transaction.
No, yeah. I don't know. When I was working in a dispensary, I kind of like going from my job to like knowing other dispensaries, me purchasing from them. Like, I kind of know things, and I know kind of when their shipment times are just based on looking at their website and stuff. You know, like, you kind of know. But I met a lot of people that worked in other dispensaries.
Yeah,
just working at a dispensary,
you make friends with people,
and
especially for you because you're a patient.
They always gave me little insider tips, like, yeah, our shipment days are this day. You want to go on the website around this time?
Yeah,
get a little order. Nice. Like, you know,
fuck yeah.
So you just have to know.
That's how you build loyalty
too. Yeah, like you have to get it when they drop. If not, they're gonna be sold out, yo.
It's like a shoe release, yo.
Yeah, in a way, it'd be like that. But not for nothing, it's super like that when you want to get rosin.
Yeah,
that shit is.
It's hard sometimes.
Is that the most concentrated form of consuming THC that they sell?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that's like the highest percentages.
Yeah. I feel like it's beyond, the most potent for
beyond
sure.
Beyond the syringes and stuff that they have?
Yeah. I mean, you can dab that and stuff too.
Okay.
But to me, rosin's definitely a lot more potent.
Okay. Interesting. I don't think I've ever tried rosin.
I think it's just the way that it's done. I'm not a super scientific person to know the whole process. I'm not going to lie. But it's definitely the top. Like,
yeah.
Whenever I was selling bud, like, I mean, at the dispensary, we didn't have rosin.
Okay.
But we definitely had the syringes and the vapes and the the topical lotions.
Those syringes are the fucking devil, dog.
Tinctures. But we didn't have that.
Okay.
But I know for a fact that's a step up, in my opinion, to the syringes.
Okay. And so, the syringes are pretty, as Davey just said, they're pretty potent.
This is what
you could dab that as well.
You win in the fight. You in the ninth round, you're fucking this syringe up, dog. Like, man,
that's what you
this
think.
This shit is light, dog. And then that uppercut comes, bro. And then the 12 piece comes, and you're just like, fucking, you can't even. You're like, oh my god, what is going on?
That's I know. That's I mean, that day, like, yeah, I picked you up.
You can't even put it into words.
That day, I picked this man up, and he came back from Miami, and he had used a syringe early in the day.
It was throughout the day.
Throughout the day. And when I picked this man up, he looked like one of those inflatable arm mans that they have at car dealership, but like deflated. Like,
oh, man.
Just in my passenger seat, like, where are we? Like, actually, the commercial of the stoned out girl on the couch, that was 100% this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, and imagine that shit trying to walk.
That's because you took too much.
He like rolled his head around and like looked at me and was like, where are we?
Were you drinking too?
Actually, no. But we didn't smoke because we didn't have any bud. Like,
oh, you only did the syringe.
Yeah, I only did the syringe. So that should take like 4 hours to hit everybody.
It does.
Four
you ate it.
Fucking hours. Just like I rubbed it into my fucking gums, and I'm like, oh shit, man. Like an hour went by. I'm like, I don't feel shit. I'm like, give me some more.
Yeah,
and I did that about 8 more times.
You
I'm telling you,
OD'd.
When I picked him up, I was just like, "Oh man, this dude is."
It was crazy. Well, it was crazy because the funny story out of it is like it was Super Bowl weekend down in Miami,
yeah,
Kansas City and 49ers, and you know, my dude is a 49ers fan, so I went down there with him, and another time we're fucking drinking Hennessy and I'm trying to get high. It's
like bad decisions, and I'm like, dog.
I took the fucking bud first though. That's the tricky dude. You get high first and then you drink. It's not
like
the other way around.
The syringe, you mean?
Yeah. So I didn't nothing hit, and so he's like, yo, you want this drink I made you? And I was like, yeah, sure. Cranberry and Hennessy. That should do it to you. Yo. We went out there. We didn't have tickets for the Super Bowl, but usually they would play outside the stadium shit.
Yeah.
Not in Miami. Oh.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me you showed up to the stadium and then you were like,
dog, I brought my chair. I brought the gravity chair.
Yeah.
So like we were setting up and everything, and then they put like, yeah, we're not playing the game outside the stadium.
Was there a lot of people there though?
There was a pretty good amount of people, and some people were actually like there to do exactly what we were about to do.
Oh.
And they said that, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I had to carry that shit back. But while I'm carrying it, right, bro, I'm starting to feel this shit creeping on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, what the fuck? We're walking back. Some lady asked me for the chair. She's like, I'll pay you $40 for it. And I said, make it like $250 and we have a deal.
Mind you, these chairs are like $40 on Amazon.
I got the shit for free, dog. For free.
Oh my god.
Trying to get a 250% profit.
Yeah. Yo, they pulled up. They pulled up in the fucking like in a parking lot that it was empty. And they ended up parking. So I feel like they had money, in my opinion. And they're showing up to the fucking Super Bowl late. They're not fans. They just people who are rich enough to buy Super Bowl tickets and are like, yeah, let's go to the Super Bowl.
Wait, so if you believe that they got tickets to the Super Bowl, why would they need your chair?
Because she didn't have it, dog, and she wanted it.
They just wanted the chair.
Yeah, she really liked the chair.
She
liked my shirt
looked
too
on Amazon right. That's before that was like, look, it's the same chair, $40.
Right before or after? Tell me after.
Right after. Yeah, right after she saw you and you were like, make it $250. She's like, yo, fuck this little Puerto Rican motherfucker.
Maybe I didn't say that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, you just made that all up. Just,
no, not all that up. But she definitely asked me about the chair.
He's like,
and I
he's
was
like, and that's what I would have said.
And that's just what could have happened.
Nah, but once we got back to the truck, because we also rented a truck to like drive down there, and I drove like I think majority of the time, other than that time, and I was like, "Hey, bro, I need you to drive," because they were like, "Yo, let's go to Wynwood."
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was like on the way to Wynwood in the front seat, like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like, I got the spins, bro. And then right when we parked, that's where I unleashed it. And then I didn't
unleashed what?
Unleashed the demons that were in my fucking body.
I have no idea what that means.
Yo, you making this sound real bad.
Yeah, I opened the door and I threw up everywhere. I threw up on the fucking floor. Damn, yo, we should have brought the story of last week because Leticia was right there.
I mean, oh, she was there.
We'll bleep that out.
Oh my gosh. Yo, that's two vomit stories right from you, dog.
I got plenty of vomit.
All the time, I guess.
Yeah, because you feel like shit, dog. Sometimes when you throw up, it's like relieving.
I don't want to talk about throw up.
Yeah, we're not talking about throw up. So yeah, basically we parked, I threw up, and I didn't even feel that great after. I was still fucking like lit. I was like, oh my god. And I'm pretty sure my skin was pale as fuck. We went into like this like bar lounge outdoor area thing, yeah. And I was just chilling next to a tree the whole entire time, right? And like,
you probably look like one of those Miami zombies, dog.
Yeah,
nah, I was just like looking off. I was looking off. I had like a jacket on, like my hoodie or something, because I think it got a little cold, or I felt cold. And like, people are dancing over there. The people I went with were dancing right there. And then like, there was these chicks on this table. And like, I felt like they looked at me and they were like, "Oof, he don't look too good." And I was like, just on the tree, like, yeah, I should be enjoying this a little more. But damn. It was, overall, trip was fun. You know, don't take the fucking, don't sleep on those like, fucking
don't use
syringes.
The rosin.
Yeah.
The rosin.
Yeah, at the end of the
no,
day.
No, that's the syringe.
Yeah,
those were the syringes.
That's
the
syringe. Right. Don't sleep on the syringe. Yeah, he put it like in his gums. But the thing with that is that it takes a really long time when you put it like in your gums and you're digesting it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's going to take a while to get into your system. It's kind of like an edible in a way.
Yeah, it's just going to hit you. It's just going to hit like, you a lot harder when it does hit.
Yeah, it does, because it's very strong. Mm-hmm. It just has like a lot of milligrams per like dosage in a way.
You know what else has a lot of milligrams? The Hennessy that was in my body. This shit was like, you talking about milligrams?
This motherfucker is wild.
It's too much.
He's a wild boy.
Nah, but I mean, if you got live rosin, you would do dabs and you would instantly get high, like to an extreme.
I wonder if that's what people use to wrap keef around, like blunts and king palms and J's.
I think they use a syringe.
They use a syringe?
Yeah,
okay.
They use a syringe because you can like literally inject that out. It's hard kind of press, but it's very sticky.
They do that too, though.
Oh, with the rosin? Live rosin?
Do they?
Because a live rosin is like, I don't
actually
know if it's a live rosin.
Nah, I think it is the syringe.
Yeah, but I mean the live rosin.
Keef.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, you buy a good amount of that and it's what, like $60, right, to buy this stuff?
What?
Like the live rosin. The stuff that you would dab. How much is it?
That's just like 80 and up.
Okay, so okay, you spend $80.
Gram.
$80 for a gram.
Usually like 90, 80 if you're lucky.
And if you if you use
it's
it
a lot.
In moderation, it should be a great way to save money, but also still getting high, especially if you get fucking blasted off the first one.
Yeah, I mean it's very potent, and I mean there's a lot of people.
You have to inhale the rosin.
It's like you,
because like with the syringes you're not inhaling it, you're digesting it technically, right?
Yeah, I mean,
but with the rosin you have to inhale it.
I think so. Okay. I mean, that's the most popular way of how people would use it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if there's any other way that you would use it. I don't know if you could just straight up eat that, maybe.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do the whole like blowtorch on a rig, you know, high temp dabs, you know.
Can't do that anymore.
you haven't done one of those in a while, right?
Hell no.
Would you ever? Doing dabs.
I would do dabs again, maybe once or twice.
you just literally need one, especially if you haven't done it. Like for you, the next time you do a dab, you literally just need a little bit.
Oh, I know.
Oh yeah, I know you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just warning. I'm like, that's one of those things where it's just like, I would never want to go too far with it, and it's very easy to go too far with it. So I'd be very cautious. Very similar to the first time I did mushrooms. Like, yeah. I felt like I was very cautious with it until Davey was like, "Yo, how much did you do?"
I remember I was on the sun rail, dog.
Yeah, we talked about this. I think last one or the one before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like to try everything out in moderation on the lighter side.
Yeah.
Because I never want to have that bad experience.
Out here looking like Davey in Miami.
Or Davey at the food trucks.
Yeah.
That was an edible, though. That was an edible. Straight up.
That was another time he threw up.
I had way too much.
Yo, this man, now he's throwing up.
He's just a wild boy.
What do you...
I'm sorry.
When you hold in that... When you hold it in...
You're just a wild boy. You just got to try it in moderation. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Yeah, I think you do, like, just... In the words of Drake,
it's 0 to 100 with AB. Yeah.
There was a time in my life where I did absolutely nothing.
I was
overprotected. So when I got that like freedom, I did go a little hard, but I didn't do stupid shit. But
yeah,
I did go hard on some shit.
Oh, boy.
Hard in the fucking paint, dog.
Yeah.
So you gotta do. I'm still here though, and I learned from those lessons. You know?
Thriving. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I'll be here all week. I'll be here next week.
Damn.
It's real, man. It's real.
Yeah.
But man, we were talking about dispensaries and how much money they make, and
we should open a dispensary called a Three Buds Dispensary.
Yo, wow. Yeah, fund us. So we need funding out here.
It is unique, right? No one else has Three Buds and they don't got a dispensary. So technically it is unique.
We'll only sell three different strands.
Yeah, but it's like the most expensive.
You get one sativa, one indica, and one hybrid.
Yo, we'll be the fucking supreme of dispensaries. Super limited quantity, one store, we make that shit fire.
It's super primo shit.
It's super primo. It's like 100% THC. It's like fucking blue magic.
The fuck?
It's like blue magic. God. We'll call it blue magic.
He's like every hit will give you a Davey experience, and you just,
yeah, you
want to
sneak like me when I'm high.
Oh man,
take a hit of this.
Yeah.
What if though? Say if we have a dispensary and it's not just three different strains, but everybody has to leave with three different buds. That's a requirement.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or we could just have like
that's
a,
just the way we sell it like in quantity.
How about like a
three different buds you have to buy?
It's a nice little theme. I like that.
How about like a Three Buds special on the menu, and it's like those flights that we talked about.
Oh.
Hand selected buds by each of us.
Yeah.
These
we'll
the flan
like
special.
Different strains or something.
This some flan.
Can I get the flan?
Can I get the flan?
What is that? Is that a Coquito? What is that flavor?
Coquito.
Oh, Coquito. Yo, that's like that commercial. That it's like the group of people that they can't say quinoa.
Man, I don't know. How.
Oh, you never
like,
seen that?
I know you know
it's
what
like
I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying I didn't know how to say fucking quinoa. Like, the fuck is that?
No, I know. And then I think it's just they're like parents.
Yeah.
I think it's like parents.
Quinoa.
And they have the signs that's like live, love, laugh. And then the girl's like, she had a sign. It's like no fussing, no cussing, no. And then he's like, you don't need that, and tosses the whole sign away.
That's all the worst.
Yeah, that shit's funny.
A Coquito. That's some funny shit, man.
But yeah, you were speaking of dispensaries. They make a lot of money.
Yeah,
so.
We just they make a ton. No, that's all I got. It's just they make a lot of fucking money.
They make a lot of money.
Do you think that's how Julio Jones and Roddy White made that money?
No, I mean, they made their money in the NFL.
That is true.
They just trying to keep making money.
Julio Jones still making that money.
I mean, like you think about this. Like, they were accused of over $3 million. Of money laundering and fraud. And the allegations said that they were just taking, it was them two and the owner of the dispensary. And basically, when the harvest was ready, when all the buds was ready, they would take a little bit before it reached the dispensary.
Okay. So they would,
you know what I'm saying?
Take a little bit of the bud.
Yeah, they yeah,
like their and by a little bit, yeah. Purchase bulk.
Yeah, and by a little bit, I mean a fucking lot. And they would sell it outside of the dispensary, so it was like tax free, like it was all that shit behind closed doors. Wow. And for them, for anybody in who's pretty notorious, it'd be really fucking easy to be like, "Hey guys, I'm having a little get together in my house, come through," and then sell all the fucking weed that you just basically like essentially got for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dumb crazy. Fucking easy.
Think about someone comes up to you and be like, "Yo, guess who I got this bud from, bro?"
Julio
and you're
Jones.
Just like, yeah. And you're just like, "Oh, who, bro?" And they're just like, "Julio Jones." And you look at them like the NFL receiver. Dog,
that's
Julio
like
Jones?
That's like the episode of Atlanta when Michael Vick's like racing people.
Oh, I would definitely race Atlanta. Michael Vick, by the way.
Yeah, you'd fucking
get I'll smoked. Fucking get smoked, dog.
You get smoked.
Yeah, I will.
I'd get smoked. I'd tear every ligament in my knee.
You definitely will get smoked, bro. Yeah. Yeah. There's no way you are beating Michael Vick. I think I might have a chance.
You would not have a chance of beating Michael Vick.
Bro, fast as lightning, dog.
Okay.
I'm Lamar Lightning.
I mean, shit.
Okay. You fast, but I don't know if you that fast.
I don't know. You know who Michael Vick is?
Isn't it like a football player?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, you
retired,
got it.
Retired football player.
Yeah, he's you know.
That's not
he
the
is.
That's not the dude with the pit bull stuff, was it?
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Look at me, I know.
Yeah, I know. Not bad, not bad. Shout out to you, shout out to you. But yeah,
a person that doesn't know
Julio Jones
football, but knows.
Yeah,
that's a lot of allegations for someone.
Man, that's
a lot of money.
That is a lot.
I'm gonna
of allegations.
Have to. Honestly, I'm gonna have to keep track of that one because that one does. Interest me. I'm curious.
That one's gonna be pretty crazy. Easy because it's like kind of sport related, so you're gonna hear it on a lot of different platforms.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of big, but that's crazy. Like Julio Jones just got traded to the
jail.
Got traded to jail.
No, he got traded to the Tennessee Titans.
He gonna be on the longest yard.
Longest yard part three.
Part three. Y'all definitely watch that, bro.
Yeah,
yeah. Damn. If Julio Jones is in it, I'm definitely watching it.
It's like a mix of Longest Yard and How High.
Oh shit!
They're just all high as fuck in prison.
So Red Man and Meth Man are QBs.
Yeah, sure.
One's the starting, one's the backup.
Okay.
Who's starting though? There's only one
Meth
question.
Man.
Yeah, damn right. Meth Man. Yep. And Red Man's backup QB.
Yeah.
He got the headset on.
Or like punter. No offense. No offense to Red Man. Shout out to Red Man. Just saying.
This dude said punter.
There's nothing wrong with being a punter or a kicker.
Shout out to
any
Pat
professional
McAfee.
Sport. Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee. He said his story when he talks about when he was he took a bunch of edibles when they went to London.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking hilarious. And when he says like the person's like the person's like, "Oh, Pat, a McAfee." This shit's fucking hilarious every time. But yeah, with that being said,
I think pack another bowl.
Yeah, we'll pack another bowl. Everybody packing my bowl because it's just about that time.
It's about that time.
It's time for that smoke break.
That's gonna be a good one. That's good. And if you ain't smoking, eat a little snack. It's snack time.
Yeah, for real. Get them munchies.
Or sorry.
You're live. Thanks. I don't know. Let's see. But we are back, right?
Yeah, we back. But yeah, we're listening and we're watching Lollapalooza live right now. If you're listening to this, it's already Tuesday or Wednesday. Lollapalooza just ended.
Yeah, but this shit is kind of
But
lit,
I hope
man.
You guys check that shit out. Obviously, with COVID still out there, but I haven't seen a single mask yet.
Yo, for real.
No,
that's a little crazy.
Crowd. I saw it on the chick
huge.
That one
that's
of the
a little what, crazy.
One of the chicks in the front that they knew they were on camera.
Yeah, she was wearing a mask.
Yeah, she was wearing a mask, but it wasn't wearing, and she just had it underneath her chin. But she still had it on, dog.
Oh, so she had a mask.
Yo, but the song that he was playing at that time was fire, though. Yeah. So yeah. It was like, you can't even.
Yeah, for real. When I'm popping, locking it, and dropping it, I think I'm going to lose my mask. I'm not going to lie.
yeah, that seemed dope. But we were talking about Kay Trinata. When I was Ubering, I picked up this older lesbian couple. And when I say older, I mean they were older than me. Like late 30s, early 40s maybe. Super cool women, right? And Kay Trinata came on. Kay Trinata came on and they fucking lost it.
What song was it?
It was one of the songs off of his newer album. Or his latest album.
His new album was good, though. Yeah. Like
I could listen to that whole
honestly,
album.
He's like two for two. There's not many people that, like, I mean, there's actually a lot of artists
Look at,
that are
that
like
was
that,
a
but
fire ass set. Yo,
there's like not many artists that go two for two, like right off the rip, like their first album and second. He's one of them, I feel like.
They left me a fat tip, like five stars.
Was it like,
we were just vibing. They were having a good ass time, and then. We were just like all talking, like it was a dope. I met a lot of cool people doing Uber. Like obviously, I had the characters that I was like, "Yo, this is crazy."
Like weirdos.
Yeah. One time I thought I was gonna have to like fight a dude on the side of I-4. Like,
what?
He was drunk as fuck, like wasted, sloppy from downtown Orlando.
Oh,
I love it.
It like was on his bag. It was drunk. And it was on his birthday. He was from Heathrow, and all his friends left him.
I wonder why.
Wait, it was his birthday?
Yeah, dog.
And they left him?
And they left him.
He must have been a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when he was in
literally.
He should have been smoking.
I'll tell you what, as the car ride went on, yeah, he definitely should have smoked. As the car ride went on, I realized why they left his ass, because I would have left his bitch ass too.
Yeah, Cowboy fan.
Did he tell you why?
Why they left him? No, I was
just
like, yo, if you have
personality.
Yeah, if you have this personality, like you're not a fun person to be around type of shit.
Yeah, you're whack.
And he started wilding, like was like I thought he was gonna hit my fucking car door and like the dash.
Oh
like he was throwing a tantrum. He was throwing a tantrum because his friends
what
left him
fuck?
And shit. Like stomp I remember he stomped his foot and then he like put his fist up like he was gonna hit it against the door. And I was like, yo, I'll pull
I
over right now. I was like, I'll pull over right now and beat your ass.
That's what you told
him? Yeah, it was like he was some drunk 21-year-old at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like
you said that to him,
yeah.
too?
What was he going to do?
Was he bigger
than
you?
What was he going to do? No, he was a 21-year-old from a fancy part of a fancier part of Lake
Mary.
Could have
been a jock, like a 6'3".
No, because then your friends aren't leaving you if you're the cool kid.
Why are you describing him? You didn't see him.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? What's
up? That's what I was picturing in my head the whole other time.
That was your man's? What's up?
Nah, I don't know him. I don't know that fool.
Yeah,
and, I'll back you, dog.
It's funny how you say that, because I mean, usually when you think of like drunk people, there's like certain stereotypes for drunk people. Like you know, there's like the flirty drunks, there's like the angry drunks, there's just like the sloppy drunks.
Yep.
And that's just crazy as fuck. Like, just to think, like, you can have a totally different personality just because you was really like
really wasted. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing about weed that I feel like
it's always the same.
Unless
you get into your paranoia, it's literally always the same.
Always the same.
This is actually a kind of a perfect segue. I wanted to ask you guys, how did you like learn how to, or how do you currently cope with your high? Like control your high, you know what I'm saying? Like obviously you don't think about the shit that's gonna give you anxiety and panic, right? But like if you get into that mindset, how do you like come back down?
Usually I throw up.
Man.
Okay, my
boo
bad.
This guy.
Like
boo this guy.
Throw up master over here.
I didn't mean to say that, but I felt like that's just something perfect. To be honest with you, I'm pretty good at controlling my high.
Me too.
But I tend to like breathe a little, like try controlling my heart rate by like with like a little breathing exercise. I just like deep breath.
Yeah.
And gradually let it out, all it out, but not make it loud so people are like, "Yo, you all right?"
That's how I be falling asleep, man. That's how I make myself fall asleep. I just take really deep breaths.
Oh.
Like the deepest breaths I could take and just do that like 10 times over and I'll be fucking drooling, dog.
Sleep.
Damn.
I relax my face.
Sleep, dog.
To be honest,
I relax the shit out of my face. Like, I just like
for me, I kind of know like certain triggers for myself.
Yeah.
Like to not get myself to a certain level of high. And when I say that, I like I kind of know a range of percentage that is sativa or hybrid that I know is going to give me anxiety.
Okay.
So I just try to avoid it. I mean, if it happens, it happens, you know? And if it does happen, Davey always taught me to drink water and you'll fucking get through it because water is purifying you.
Yo,
water helps
is
you.
Life,
water
dog.
Is life. So just drink that water.
Yeah,
water
every
and
time.
Really think about it.
Every time someone's like, oh, water. I don't feel too good. Yeah. I don't do this. I'm always like, yo, maybe you should drink some water.
Yeah.
Motherfucker,
every
you
time.
You should try your own advice then.
I drink water.
Over here vomiting is shit,
yeah.
Dog.
Oh, no, that's when I'm just like,
see?
The spins, but that, bro.
See?
It's the
but
spins.
That, see?
Drink
but,
that water.
So you gotta drink that water, bro.
Faster.
Oh, I definitely throw up if I drink some water.
Yeah,
damn,
you
right.
You would have let it out. You would have felt better quicker.
Fucking exorcist.
No,
dog.
I fucking. All you gotta do is stick your fucking
you.
Finger down your throat. You
ew.
Just you throw up real
sicko.
Quick.
You're a nasty. Sicko, dog.
You're a sicko.
You're a sicko, dog.
Why wouldn't you go the water route?
Because the water, like, sometimes it doesn't go right away, and sometimes I'm like, ugh. You know, but like if I fucking do it, throw up, and then drink some water after, I feel great.
Oh man!
Well,
then I go to sleep.
This is so you. He said this is all caused by an overprotective childhood.
Jeez.
That's real.
I guess so. I guess we could tie it back to that.
I mean.
Basically,
you said it's because you never did
out,
nothing.
I
so
didn't
you go
do
hard
anything.
On everything
I never
you
did
do
it.
Now.
I was never allowed to or did anything, yeah.
Gives it 100%.
I followed rules, I guess.
Wow, that's crazy. No, but I really do drink water to try to like either relax myself or just take a moment to get hydrated.
Yeah.
Honestly, it just makes you feel better for some reason. At least for me, when I drink a decent amount of water after like not feeling good or something, I just feel better.
Feel brand new.
Yeah. Yep. Feel refreshed in a way.
Brand new.
What do you do? Did you say what you do?
I mean, like I said earlier, like I kind of just do everything in moderation.
Yeah.
When it comes to like controlling my heart rate and shit, because I'm asthmatic. I've always had like the understanding of how to like slow your heart rate down, breathe better. Even though I have terrible fucking asthma at times, I know how to control like my breathing techniques and stuff. That's why I could fall asleep like on fucking command.
Wow.
I literally could like just put myself to sleep at any moment. I'm not gonna do it right now.
Yeah,
I see
do
you
it right
asking.
Now. Yeah, do it right now.
I felt that coming too. Davey would just like
as soon as he said that, I was like,
stood up, right?
I turned my head
go
and
sleep.
Everything.
Go
like,
to sleep, motherfucker.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Right now. You just hear Mark like boom, like his head hits the mic.
Put you in a headlock too. Go to sleep, motherfucker.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Yeah, I be when I'm hanging out with my sister and the kids. They start acting up. I'm like, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Sit down right now.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
You know,
it's funny as well.
Since you go said sleep, that you have like asthma and you have inhalers and stuff, they have an inhaler.
I did not say that, but I love that.
But,
you're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're out here on a breathing machine and shit like that. I was like, yeah, I have asthma. Sometimes
but,
I have bad
but
breathing.
Everybody that has asthma usually has an inhaler, right?
No, I literally have it in my backpack right now.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I keep that motherfucking.
I wasn't lying.
No, I keep that motherfucking thing on me.
Exactly, but they have a marijuana inhaler.
Oh, no, they have so.
Yeah. They
Weird.
Really do. They sell
Weird.
It
Don't
at
tell
Move.
Me that. Don't
they
tell
sell
me
it
that.
At Move. It's literally exactly an inhaler. And
my
brother got
you.
It. My brother got up. It one time, and he was like, "Bro, you have to try it." He's like, "And I'm like,
dog, I will I'm be, like, okay. I will be at work. I'll be at work."
Yeah, I thought you.
Are you pulling that?
I thought I would be at work. They would send me home for thinking my asthma's acting up. They'd be like, yo, you gotta go home. I'd be like, just sitting at my computer.
Bro, you know why they won't send you home? Because I'm gonna hit that shit too, dog.
I'd be like, yo, Davey's asthma's acting up.
Yo, I got asthma as well.
Everyone's gonna, yo, Mark, I got asthma today. I'll be running out of fucking inhalers, dog. Actual inhalers.
No, they really do, though. I tried it.
Oh, man.
I was like, yo, this is wild. Like, I can't believe it's a whole inhaler.
I'm going to get you some money. Go get me one of them bitches.
Yo, I was surprised. I was like, wow, but this is so cool. And people that have asthma really do, like, go and get it. They say when it's acting up, it just, like, I guess it kind of, what is it, reduces inflammation?
Really?
Or something like that, and it helps with asthma. Yeah.
I'm legit gonna have you buy me one of these things.
I can't wait,
like,
dog.
For show.
Yeah.
You could.
It's
you could allegedly.
Cool. Allegedly. You know, that could happen.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Bleep that entire shit out. Allegedly.
I'm gonna allegedly hit that shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna allegedly actually have asthma attack.
Interesting. It's interesting though, because it's legit an inhaler.
I mean, people getting high off of nicotine all day in that motherfucker, dog.
It has THC in
with
it.
The vape.
Yeah, with the vape.
Yeah, that's wild.
I see that shit passed around. I'm like, oh,
that's COVID, dog.
Wow.
Just passing around the same vape.
That is COVID. That's all right. We COVID. Just passed around the same bong.
Yeah.
Everybody, don't do that. Don't be like us.
What you mean?
Use your own single piece.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Just roll up your whole like
just
joint.
Just roll up your own joint for your. Yo.
You know, I was.
What's great is
that
you probably won't finish it, dog. You put it away, save it for later.
I don't know.
Nah,
about
you
that.
Gotta face that.
You and you in a party.
You could very easily just
you get
take
your
a whole
shoddy
face like.
You like, hey, girl. I got half of this J I couldn't finish earlier.
She's gonna be like, that's gonna be like,
oh, so you got
like,
baby lungs?
That's gonna be like three hits each.
No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all be like, I got baby lungs for you, girl.
I can't. That was something that I thought about to do for our 10th episode.
What, have a bunch of J's?
No, like we all have a J and we just all smoke and face a J and get high.
This would be a 3-hour podcast.
25 episodes.
25.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we can do
Sounds
it.
We'll have 25 joints. No, I'm just kidding.
How long of an episode are you trying to have?
Yo, actually.
We should just play the What Jammin' song.
Oh, yeah, we could do Jammin'. We could do Jammin' that one.
I saw this question on Twitter, and I see it every so often. I want to ask you guys. How many, or better yet, would you rather fight a gorilla-sized rat or 1,000 rat-sized gorillas?
I got a question to that question.
No weapons.
Okay, no, it's not weapons.
Go for it. What's your question?
What kind of rat are these gorilla-sized gorillas? Like what size? Like are they like New York rats or are they like?
Yeah, they're New York rats. They're like the pizza rat.
Okay, so it's one gorilla size rat versus 1,000 rat size gorillas.
Yeah.
So it's like 1,000 little baby gorillas or rat size.
They probably tear your ass apart.
Or a rat the size of a gorilla.
Yeah.
But which would you rather fight?
Huh.
Neither.
To be real, I think I would do the gorilla-sized rat.
That's a big-ass rat that runs on four legs.
Yeah, but it's one thing, not 1,000 little things coming at you. That's like in Jurassic Park, them little fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah, but that dude was fat, out of shape, in the rain.
Yeah, but I feel like eventually,
you think,
like...
Y'all thinking about saying two different...
Oh, we're talking about
two different
things. You're right,
Jurassic
right.
Parks. Scenes.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, the newer one, the dude definitely wasn't that bad. Like
it was,
was
the Lost World. He was
but
like
I know
a
what you're talking
but...
about in the other one too.
Yeah.
But like at the end of both of the scenes, like they get fucking eaten by a bunch of them.
So you think you could take on a gorilla? I mean a rat the size of a gorilla.
I mean
Naomi, a gorilla.
Silverback.
On four legs.
There's something I could do. I just feel like,
what are you gonna do?
The harder, you know? Like, at least I'm going after one thing. Like, you know, everything has its fucking weakness.
The gorillas,
you know what I'm
the gorillas are about maybe a foot tall.
That's like
maybe
how gorillas strong Bombi are they? Size 1,000. All coming after you.
Kick the fuck out of them.
Just yeah.
And if they jump on me, I'm gonna grab the motherfuckers and throw them as far as I can. They'll probably rip me apart.
But I feel like it would be overwhelming because there's so many coming after you, you know? Like, there's it's only so much you could fucking
do. 1,000.
Yeah.
There's gonna be like 50 of them carrying like my limbs.
I would definitely take the gorilla sized rat. That'd be my.
No, I'm going out with the fucking rat sized gorillas.
Of course, 1,000 of them. Be different.
You gonna take 1,000 of them?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick and fucking punch. Hopefully, they don't rip me apart. But like I said, 50 of them could just come, take my limbs.
They could come like
just rip me apart.
But they could come like in waves of 10.
I'm dead.
You could take them in like waves of 10, like waves 10 or 10? Like 15. You think you could take on 1,000? Because if 1,000 bum rush you, you're dead.
Instantly, and there was no. Dead. If 1,000,
you're not making 1,000 bum rushing you at once. I do know that.
Yeah, but they're gorillas though, so, and they're New York rat size.
Yeah, and there's 1,000 of them. They climb your pants. They have thumbs.
I would not want to be against 1,000 of these things. Like, I feel like it's so overwhelming.
That's what I'm saying. What
like,
if they come in waves of like 10 and 15?
Oh, then yeah, definitely. I mean, if 10 I think and 15.
You have, and we'll switch up the
it's
rules.
It's like you're getting jumped.
We'll switch up the rules. You have a knife, an axe, and a pistol.
Oh, I thought it was a bat.
No.
Oh, okay. Axe.
Just those three weapons.
Knife, axe, and
a you gotta take 1,000 of them.
Pistol. Can I have a bat instead of an axe?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Against a bunch of gorillas?
No,
bunch
so
a thousand,
I think
thousand
one more rule. What is it? Are we still
they're
gorillas
waves,
and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The gorillas? Yeah,
they're
definitely.
Taking you on.
You definitely
could,
will.
You could kill 1,000 of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Honestly, I don't think I could do that.
I mean, I'll feel bad for the first, like, five after kill because I'm like, oh, this is terrible with the fucking knife and shit. But, like, it's to the survival of the fittest. I got the fucking knife, dog. I'm going to stab them all the motherfuckers.
That same mindset you had about, like, is your life? Like, that's how I feel I would want to go out during a zombie apocalypse. Like,
oh, you're just fucking
like,
up as many
well, like,
people.
Like, at first it's all about, like, it's the panic and it's the immediate survival.
Yeah.
And then once you get to that realization of like shit isn't gonna change, then you just have to adapt.
Yeah.
And then after like a year of that, you're gonna be like, this is boring. My life is nothing. So then you might want to take yourself out. But I feel like during a zombie apocalypse, it would be like a similar feeling for sure.
Yeah, for real. No, that's true.
Like immediately, it's like a panic, hysteria, immediate sadness.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
think about
and then,
that sometimes,
and
like,
then, like
who you would try saving.
Yeah, and then like I would say, depending on how quickly it spreads, I would say maybe like a year or two of like adjusting, and then after that, you'll just be used to it, and killing zombies is just gonna be another thing for you, right?
Yeah, that's like what is it? I Am Legend.
Yeah, and then eventually you're just gonna want to die because it's not gonna be fun anymore. Like it's there's nothing to live for at that point, right?
World War Z.
Crazy.
That one was a good crazy one. Ben Affleck. No, not Ben Affleck. Brad Pitt.
There's a lot of good zombie movies out there. Oh,
what the
today,
fuck?
Today they announced that
the show?
Yeah. Arthur, the show on
the
PBS.
The fucking fist meme?
Is being canceled.
PBS.
Why?
Or PBS.
Coming to an end.
It's coming to an end. It's just
it's just old.
They kids, can't create it anymore. They
kids rather watch Baby Shark.
Oh, man.
I don't know if they're watching Baby Shark. I think
or
they're just on YouTube.
What is the other one? Cocomelon.
Oh, true. They're all coding right now.
Yeah, Cocomelon.
They're all learning how to code.
I heard that Cocomelon has some subliminal stuff into it.
Ooh, leave it for.
I
the
mean, you have to understand that.
Podcast.
You have to understand though that like babies just absorb everything. So whatever you want to put out there, whatever you do put out there unintentionally, like they're soaking in some capacity.
That's
so
true. You're right.
Everything could be like subliminal, you know what I mean? Like kids are fucking sponges.
That's true.
And that, you know, you just gotta be aware of what you're putting around your kids, I guess. Yeah, I'm not a fucking parent, so I can't really speak on parenting.
I know. It's crazy.
Shout out to all of our parents out there. I know y'all y'all doing the damn thing.
Yeah, especially the single parents. But
shout out to Arthur.
That's
crazy. Shout out to Arthur. Yeah,
I always wanted to do that as a
costume. It was the fist meme.
Or yeah, just like wear the yellow sweatshirt with the white collar thingy under jeans. With the blue jeans.
Red, I think it's a red belt, brown belt.
You always wanted to be Arthur for Halloween.
Yeah, it's so simple.
I'll be was it DW? No, DW. No,
his sister. You're gonna be his sister.
I'll be his sister.
The reverse thing.
The reverse.
Reverse roles. That's funny. You weird.
There it is. The one weirdo. The
weirdo.
That'll
be hilarious costume.
It's coming to an end. The source of so many funny memes on the internet, man.
Yeah, surprisingly. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, there's so many Arthur memes. It's like sick.
There is.
It's fucking sick.
Shout out to the writers and the animators. They're just like, here we are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, SpongeBob is ridiculous.
SpongeBob is like meme capital.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. It really is kind of wild.
Regular show is good too.
Yeah.
What's another one? The one kid. Cartoon kid cartoons. What's the one? Oh, I can't think about it. Oh, Adventure Time.
Oh, Jake and Finn.
Yeah, Adventure Time is crazy.
I haven't really seen
you watch
that
show. You'd be like, this is entertaining for adults.
I put that on for the dogs when I'm at work and I leave.
That's
home.
Why they're cool dogs. Minus
they be watching Adventure Time. We
Family
Bear Bears
Guy has a lot too.
Yeah.
Oh, Family Guy's the best.
There's some funny memes out there, man. Shout out to all the creative ass motherfuckers in the interwebs that make me laugh when
Scooby-Doo.
I'm
Scooby-Doo
in any state, but especially when I'm baked. Like, I'd just be scrolling through Twitter, just like, and Reddit, just fucking cracking up. Like, people are so creative.
I be on Pinterest a lot.
Yeah.
There's like
when you're high, you just be on Pinterest just looking at random shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I really do. You can search anything. Davey says that Pinterest is like my Bible.
Really?
Yeah, he's
it's
OD.
The women's Bible. Like right off the freaking rip. Everything's on there. Everything.
What do you elaborate? From your perspective. Well, hold on, no, from Davey's perspective, I'm curious.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, literally anything. Like, she's found tattoo ideas. But I think, like, you can basically do that with probably any, like, social media if you really think about
it's
it.
Like
but,
a search.
Yeah, it's really, it's, and she finds, like, recipes, DIY ideas, all that shit.
Interesting.
Hairstyles.
Yeah. But all of them are, like, interlinked. Like there's, it probably leads
graphics.
To, like, a freaking TikTok that shows all that, too. Like, there's probably a link.
Yeah,
I love Pinterest because you can really search like anything. You can search for just like ideas in general, so and like images pop up because it's just like a bunch of board of images and like links to things that are in the internet. It's just people like putting them together and sharing the same ideas.
So when you're high, you just like enjoy scrolling through it and just seeing people's creativity.
Hell yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. Shout out to that.
Yo, how do they spell that? Funky PJ? Right.
Yeah.
I think it's with a PH though. Oh yeah, you got that. No, PJ. Oh. I was making sure that Funky PJ was with the PH.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have it on here.
I don't think they do either.
Try it with just an F, because maybe it might be like a mix of two.
With an F? Oh, I get what
try
you're
just
what the heck? Cornbread? Go up.
Cornbread. PRG.
PRG. What?
The fuck? Durban Poison? I don't know.
Durban Poison's good. I've never
Sanctuary. You ever been there? You ever been to Sanctuary?
Sanctuary. Huh? Every time I hear Sanctuary, I think of the movie Hunchback of Notre Dame. For some reason.
Okay, so everybody, this podcast is definitely sponsored by this strain that we're trying today called Funky PJ. And we're trying to look up a Leafly review.
It's not on Leafly.
And I don't think it's on Leafly. We're like, what the fuck? That's crazy. I wonder if you think they have reviews on like the actual website that of like the dispensary?
Actually, yeah, I can look that up. Let me see.
It's Actually, hold on. This is
damn
Funky Pajamas. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's Funky Pajamas.
Funky PJ.
Oh.
Let's see. It's on iHeartJane.com. Okay, so this episode is sponsored by Funky PJ. Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a nice hybrid. You got this from Move?
Yeah, yeah. I did.
Shout out to Move. Again, if you want to sponsor us, holla at us.
For real, holla at us.
Give us, help us. Help me. Help.
You know that one song that he goes, come holla at us.
Oh, shit.
Damn, I have no idea what song that is.
I feel like it's maybe like a Dom Kennedy song.
Maybe.
Okay.
Sounds like it.
It's a hybrid, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I like this funky boot or funky PJ.
Funky PJs.
Oh, not bad. Do we have a review from the website?
Oh, yeah. I have it on. I don't have it on Leafly, but yeah, I have it on iHeartJane.com.
What is it?
I think if you search up Funky Pajamas on Leafly, that might pull it up.
I did already.
Oh, yeah, you did. Wow.
Nothing pulled up. I got Bingo Pajamas.
There's only 6 reviews.
Bingo Pajamas?
And the cat's pajamas.
There's only 6 reviews. And only
this
one of them.
This is a new strain that just came, though.
Only one of them has text. The others are just star reviews.
Oh, what's the one that says text? Like, good stuff.
There is one on
iHeartJane,
though.
It says, in the top favorites as a hybrid, beautiful buds from start to finish. And then it has the pain-free symbol, the blissful symbol, the get relief symbol, and the ease my mind symbol. So they'd just be talking. They're just saying it's good weed. They're not really talking about it too much.
Leafly, we need a fucking review, and we need a fucking page so we can leave a review. So, listen to us.
So listen to us.
Yeah, we got the ideas, dog. Just happen to make you better.
Okay. Yeah, I like that energy.
Yeah, I can't believe they don't got this shit. They can even be on point. But, yeah. Well. Right now? We can? I mean.
I'm down. We don't have to like talk about anything crazy.
We just
holler at him.
Yeah.
So earlier there was a knock. There was a knock at the door.
It was more
we were all scared. Who the fuck is here?
A ding dong.
Yeah, it was actually the doorbell.
Yeah, it was the doorbell.
But
we got.
Go ahead, introduce him.
We got a very random special pop up guest that showed up today, and it's my brother. Joey.
What up, Joey. Round of applause.
He said we were outside.
You need to put his mic up.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
We outside.
Oh, there it is.
We outside.
So, what up, Joey? How you doing, man? How's life been treating you, bro?
Yo, smoking on this Runtz joint.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's from Move.
It's from the One Plant.
One Plant.
Keep
okay.
A loyal customer to One Plant. You already know.
Shout out to
how do you say it in Spanish?
Yeah. Una planta.
shout out the local dispensaries and the local street pharmacists. Alleged street pharmacists.
Yeah, alleged.
But this is from One Plant. All right. And this is the real Runtz. What is this? What is the percentage that they label it? Oh. My bad. I'm over here talking, not even realizing he doesn't have the mic in front of him.
Yeah, he got that joint in front of him, though.
What was the question?
So this is the real Runtz.
This is the real Runtz.
What's the percentage they label it at?
We got this bad boy clocking in at 17.3%.
Nice.
And
we were talking about live rosin earlier before you got on, before you... arrived up. And you actually have some live rosin as well from that's from One Plant as well.
Yep, One Plant live rosin,
and that shit was 70
on deck.
70% THC.
70%, yes sir.
Shit,
we only smoking that potent gas around here.
Wait, you said 17?
This 70. One runs, oh, runs, 70. Runs is 17.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But the runs, the okay.
Flower, it's 17%.
But the live rosin is 70. Live point
is 70.6.
It's 0.6. Shit.
And that's that Dolado.
Yeah.
That Dolado. Damn.
That's yeah. Not so bad. On another episode, I brought the Dolado joint, and we smoked it. It was the King Cones. We smoked one of those. That shit was good. So I can imagine, like, Dolado is so fucking good. That's the Do-Si-Do and Gelato.
Sir.
But as a rosin, that shit will fucking smack you. For sure.
Damn, that's not bad at all.
Do you prefer indicas or sativas or hybrids?
Man, I'm a straight indica.
Straight indica. I'm
an indica dreamer.
Really?
Yes, sir, man.
Nice. Shout out to the dreamers.
Man, the sativas, they're cool and all, but... I just really like that that flowing feeling, man.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
The flowing feeling.
Relaxation, sure. that the reason, yeah, you, man, smoke.
Yeah, it's always, that should be hitting nice after the workouts.
Yeah.
Hit the nice indica.
Oh, and you were talking about the lotions earlier. Tell us about that. Tell us, yeah, about, man, those.
So we got the lotions.
Man, you, yeah, he's that, tried it all.
You rub that on, man. He's a master. You're going to be floating, man.
No, but how do you, like, explain it? Like, what do you do to,
you know, I train pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I'm feeling sore, I just apply it wherever it's feeling sore, man. You wake up the next day feeling nice, recovered. Also, to get crazy wavy, you put that shit on your feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, woo! Where all your pores are at, bro.
That's, yeah, crazy.
It's, hey, yeah, man, you put that on your feet, man. You're gonna be teleporting.
Teleporting?
Like, yeah.
You're hell in, yeah, dream world, really.
Hell yeah.
It really does help you, like, sleep.
And the lotions are mixed. Relax. You said there's two types.
They're like, yeah, you could get like a full CBD spectrum, yeah, or the real deal shit is like 1-to-1 CBD, half CBD, half THC.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you just apply wherever it's, you're feeling the pain, bro.
And then the pain relief one is straight THC?
Straight THC.
Okay.
Damn.
That's similar to the patches that I used to get.
Yeah.
Yo, those patches, I never used one, but I seen, like, the effect that it had on Naomi, and I was like,
yeah,
I might get one of those. I used
to get such bad pain in my neck, and I would literally just put a patch on my neck, and it would instantly, like, make me, like, really tired. And I'd fall asleep, and I'd wake up, and I'd be good.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, like, excruciating pain. Like, I'd be, like, in tears of how much it hurt.
You just slap that bitch on, like...
Yeah, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes, I'd just fall asleep, and I'd wake up, and I'd be totally fine.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool, because the lotions... In a way, it's very similar, especially when you put it on your feet. For some reason, when you put it on your feet and it has, like, all the veiny areas there, it makes it really relaxing, and it makes you tired.
On the top of your foot? On the bottom of your foot?
I think it's the bottom of your foot. Right? Do you put it on the bottom of your foot or your whole foot?
Yeah, man. You just rub it on straight on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
You're going to be tripping.
Yeah, you go. What you do is you go to the nail salon, get a pedicure, and tell them to put that lotion on your feet after. That's, yeah, ultimate relaxation right there.
You want to do the double combo. You put it on you rub it on your feet. This is my routine. I rub that shit on my feet after the workout.
Yeah.
I take 3 dabs back to back.
Oh, boom.
Oh my god.
That's how accurate it is.
Ooh-wee.
And then you gotta finish off the night with a nice, perfectly rolled J.
Shit.
That's the routine?
That's the minimum routine. I'm talking about, this is for me to go to bed.
I will turn into fucking...
OD.
I will turn into Vincent Van Gogh up in that bitch, being creative as hell with that much THC in my system.
That's crazy.
That's the minimum. But
you've been smoking for a really long time.
I would like to... I'm privileged to call myself a veteran smoker.
Veteran in the game.
Man, it feels good to have that medical card, man.
So you like being on the medical thing?
Yeah, it's better
medical,
than...
Medical hits different, man.
How long have you had your medical card for?
I've had it for 1 year exact.
Okay.
And it's been a fucking
crazy
year. Damn,
it's been a year already?
Hell yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Well, this year's for sure converted me into a full concentrate connoisseur.
Because captain of the concentrates. The dabs,
man. It's just get straight to the point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You do get straight to the point with
that. Isn't that like the strongest, like you'd say, it's, like the strongest form? Honestly,
in my opinion, I feel like besides doing edibles, because edibles have, no matter what, they have mad sugar. But like, and healthy wise, I want to say that dabbing, like from a vape or a dab rig or whatever type of shit, is probably the most healthiest way how to indulge in the weed without, you know, doing too much damage to your body. Like,
really?
You know me, I'm from the block. We fucking smoking straight backwards, back to back. Oh my god! Like, I was gonna say,
do you
deep block? Take a break from that shit. Man.
Do you still smoke blunts and backwards?
I love backwards, man, but I just can't do it how I did it before. Of course,
it's a different feeling.
It's just something about.
It's a different feeling, man.
Gas into a wood, man. It's just that. Niggas in front of, niggas know, man. Niggas know that fucking shit. But yeah, I had to take a break from that shit, man. I like my health a little better than just a little.
For real, that shit really is rough.
Shit's harsh.
It's rough.
Do you think working out like hardcore has changed your view on that, or has helped? Has helped that?
Like, yeah, it's, I've experienced it. That fucking, we'll go a weekend to Miami or some shit, we fucking chain smoking backwoods, smoke a whole ounce in a fucking weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I'm going to train on Monday, I'm fucking wheezing like a motherfucker. You
kicking
know
yourself
saying?
In the ass.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm like, damn,
it's
dog. But, you know, with the dabs and shit, I don't really experience that shit.
Yeah.
Or smoking J's, you know, smoking Raws. I don't really get that shit too much.
Nah.
Raw papers are your favorite papers?
Yeah, I fuck with the Raws. Fuck with OCBs. I'm not too picky with the papers, but I think Ross, they got it pretty much down packed, man.
Yeah. I feel like everybody needs to make sure that they don't get the white papers.
Yeah, those are trash.
I was telling them I smoked out of one of
those. Those are the white boys. Those are like the old school. Yeah, that's what they call them, the white boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, but like that's what they have like in New York City and shit like that, is that the rice paper.
I fuck with the rice papers are cool.
I was telling them I smoked out of one of the glass papers.
I've seen those.
Super weird the first time
glass
I did that.
Paper?
Yeah, like it was a see-through. It was just completely see-through. It's made out of cotton.
Oh, yeah. I thought those were like a plastic kind
of
thing.
No, that's what I thought. I thought you were smoking like some sort of like plastic or something.
I thought they were like sugar paper or some shit.
Yeah, it's like mixed with cotton.
That's trippy.
Damn, that is trippy.
We smoking some wool, my nigga.
Wait, you smoking what?
I did that shit one time. Wool. I did that shit one time, and I was like, never again. I like King Palms though. King Palms are, they always have
those are nice.
A spot in my heart.
Yeah, man. It's about health, man. Health is wealth.
Shit.
So, yeah, for real. Keep that in mind, especially when you're
smoking, man. That's just for fucking Lil Baby and fucking Duh Baby, all that bullshit, man. Them niggas don't be lifting and shit. Them niggas. Niggas will fucking take a run and die, bro.
Oh my god. What do you mean?
Like, if you chain smoking back to back blunts, like,
it's not good
for
you. Yeah, you can't go and run a mile.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I don't know. There's black excellence out there. So,
that's a fact.
I love that shit. Yeah. Shout out to black excellence, everybody.
That
shit, man, real. That's crazy. What's like the coolest place you burned at, you'd say?
Ooh,
I know you smoke everywhere, and
you've been some cool ass places, man.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing for sure, man. I gotta really think about this one. Honestly, it was when I went to California. We went to San Diego.
California.
Yes, sir. I love Cali, man.
You said San Diego?
Shit. If you've never been to Cali, you gotta fucking go.
And you went to San Diego, you said?
I went to San Diego, and I went to LA. I went out there twice.
Hell yeah.
So I still haven't done the North Cali, so I'm slacking there, but it'll be soon. But for sure, ooh, I smoked inside of a fucking cave that was attached to the fucking ocean. And it was like some, dude, it was some Lord of the Rings shit, bro.
Lord of the Rings?
like Lord of the Rings scenery shit.
Really?
I was inside of a cave with the water rushing in, and I was like, yo, bro, we gotta stop what we're doing. We gotta burn here.
Are you serious? Smoke
the fat ass backwood,
bitch. That's fire.
Yeah, that shit was dope. That was like 4 or 5 years ago, man. It was probably one of the coolest spots. And then I gotta say, number two, it was in Colorado when I went skiing. I smoked a joint at the very top of this fucking ice cap mountain, bro. I felt like
all
I was
the
triple
way up
X.
There.
Yeah, I had straight up. I had all the equipment, bro. I went skiing. I never skied in my life, man.
Bro, that shit's awesome. That shit is awesome.
I was triple X, bro.
I feel like triple X.
Fat ass blunt in my mouth. But straight up, if you smoke that high, you, like, dude,
insane.
You're high, so you can't get higher.
Yeah,
you don't even feel that shit.
You could. You go to space, dog. That could be higher.
You go to space, but
yeah, but
you talk
about
Jeff
you talk about like
bro.
That.
That already wins.
The altitude
spent
and shit.
All his bread on that shit.
Barely.
I think it's definitely ain't coming out back anytime soon. Yeah.
Yo, that is crazy. That's dope, man. Those are some dope as places you.
Yeah,
smoke
those are two, man. There's probably a whole shit ton more, but who fucking knows?
It's top two.
You know. That's crazy.
If you could go to space, would you?
Well, if I had the opportunity, yeah, for sure. I'll take my rig with me.
Yeah,
that'll be the deal.
So yeah. You're high, being real, real high up there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where you're gonna get the oxygen from, but.
I'm pretty sure there's a way I can attach the
we're rigging. Yeah.
To the helmet.
And just have it all prepped. And I just press a button.
Oh, boom. Shit.
Just like when you press the button when you're like on a medical bed to hit you with the good stuff.
Oh, my God.
Same shit, man.
Oh, my God.
Straight up.
And you just float. Literally, at that point, you're literally floating.
I can see like me doing that shit on mad high, and then I put the fucking visor thing up, look at the sun, let that shit cook me.
Cook you?
The hell is wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, because if you look at the sun, you need the visor down, because you're in
space. No, you're not supposed to look at the sun at all.
Yeah, well, just in general. I look at the sun all the time.
So you're
dog.
Just gonna get cooked out there in outer space? Would you die from that? You probably
wouldn't. No, you wouldn't die from it. But knowing me, I just open the whole, I just take the helmet off, be like, hey, look, guys.
In outer space
and die.
Yeah, like, you die. You wouldn't fry. You would freeze and crumble.
I got the power of the butt in me. I'd be like,
the power of the butt in me.
That is wild.
That was crazy, guys.
You're gonna hold your breath for a whole minute and experience it.
Dog, as soon as you unclick that thing, unzip it, whatever it is, you're freezing.
You don't know that.
Yeah. I thought 100%. I'm pretty sure you would.
You've been in space?
No.
So no. You don't know 100%.
I don't know that. I think anyone who knows is dead. Dems is the rules.
Oh my God.
Now I'm gonna be like.
Think about all the unfortunate.
I'm gonna look at y'all with my helmet off.
Think about all the unfortunate
right back on.
Animal deaths that we know about due to space travel that we know about.
You don't think animals? They're not humans. Oh, but we are animals.
Fucking man, like mice. No, they could send 100 mice into space and just open that bitch up and see what happens, and be like, okay, yeah, that's a bad idea for humans. Don't ever allow people to do that.
What if they sent 1,000 rat-sized gorillas into space?
They'd still die.
Oh, well, it'd be instantly. Like Planet of the Apes somewhere. Bunch of little ass gorillas.
You were talking about, you just said Planet of the Apes and you said North Cali, and man, I think if you go see the Redwoods, that high as fuck, you'd be tripping out.
Honestly, I told Naomi
that's super beautiful.
The huge
those are the trees that they have, like one that you could drive your car through.
Yeah, I would want to do
like that's the trunk
I've
of
heard
the tree.
About that. I'd want to go there.
I told Naomi that I want to go to Big Sur.
Big Sur.
Yeah, I think that's North
National
County,
Park.
Right. Yeah, that's what where I want to go.
Is that where they go surfing?
No, it's where it's the beach meets the rain. It's like a forest, not the rainforest, but it meets the redwood forest. Apparently,
for real.
I think some along like lines like that. Yeah, but you can like literally camp, like in a forest, right? And then walk to the fucking beach.
That's cool.
Gangsta.
And then they have like hiking trails and stuff like that all throughout.
That's actually really cool. And where is that at?
North California.
Wow.
We outside.
North Cal. Yeah. I was going to say North Carolina, but I'm like, that's the wrong coast.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. I'd want to do that.
There's some dope places.
Imagine
in the world.
Going there and just being super lit.
I want to go.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I want to go like whale watching so bad and just like sit out there.
Whale
and just,
watching. Just there's see such all the majestic fucking animals.
Florida man dies whale watching. Sorry. I can just.
Wow.
Don't go whale watching now, Mark.
He jumps in the water to go swim with them.
They take him down with them. Hey, it's a good thing because you're a mermaid, so.
Fuck.
Oh, my bad. Merman. Merman.
Merman, nah.
Yeah, if people didn't know.
Not me at all.
Now they know.
That run straight keep on coming out, huh?
Yo, Joey, question. Crazy. If you could name one strain, your own strain.
Ooh.
You grew this shit. It's you got pounds of it to sell.
And it's like 50 THC count.
50%?
50%.
It's the gas of the gas.
50% indica. So you want to take pride in like naming it something.
What are you naming it?
What are you naming it?
Let's see.
Those are two big questions.
It's got to be a fire ass name.
Come back to that one. What was the other question?
You want to know what mine was? Flung. The flung pack.
Ooh. See, like, I just think about that, and it has to be gas.
Yeah, you have to buy it, right? It's like, all right, I'm buying this.
60 and eighth.
Yeah,
sure.
60 and eighth.
So you're basically telling me if I were to sell my own product,
yeah,
what would you name
it? 60 and eighth, top of the line.
What are you naming it?
50% THC indica, pure.
It's that blue magic, baby.
Oh my God.
I forgot what Mark.
I need to hear your guys.
Mine honestly was, don't remember mine.
Mine was the question mark.
Oh, it was the question mark?
That's perfect.
Just don't know what hits you.
That's kind of like the Airheads. That's like the white one.
Yeah.
That you don't know what it
you
is.
You don't know what flavor it is.
And you're mad excited.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Man.
The question mark. You don't know what hits you.
That's some shit I would have said.
Right.
And I would, for the Mylar bag, I would put it as the... The question
head.
Mark villain.
The Riddler?
Yeah.
Riddler. That'd be dope. So it's like
fire.
Black.
Green and purple.
Oh, is it purple? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, and the bud is super dark purple with man.
And it's an indica because it's dark as fuck.
Shit.
That shit dark.
Damn, that's pretty
You open
cool.
it, it's like runs.
We're about to open up a dispensary.
A three buds dispensary.
Davey, what was yours? What was the name of your strain?
I honestly can't remember, so I wish I could tell.
Dang,
you.
I can't remember what Davies was either.
I think it was Red Wave Dave Kush.
Oh,
I think those were his exact words. Red Wave Dave Kush.
That Red Wave Dave Kush. Yo, but yeah,
man,
it's not bad.
Straight up, the only thing that I could like. That's popping up in my mind. I don't know if it's because the runs that I'm so lit right now, but it would have to be that sleep. And I would put on the Mylar bag like a really nice fancy bed, because that's all I smoke fucking straight hardcore indicas. I mean, you want to fucking float, you know what I'm saying?
I would
that sleep.
I would put the one of the beds from remember, you know, you guys remember the Boondocks? You ever watch the Boondocks? So there was an episode where he opens up a restaurant called the Itis, and it's where you it's where you eat and then you catch the itis so you can sleep immediately. So there was like beds. I would just put a picture of one of the beds.
Straight up,
yeah. People be like, I'll yo, I've seen this bed before.
Picture like a Tempur-Pedic bed right there.
Oh, the ones where they're folded too. So the people are like,
with every O, you get a free eye mask to go to sleep. Fire.
Wow. Fire. And it's like your eyes barely open, but they red as fuck.
That's sleepy deep.
Speaking of my man, that's gonna be it, man. I'm gonna make a Mylar bag ASAP.
So what'd it be called? That sleep?
That sleep.
That sleep, dog.
That sleepy Woo! sleep.
Yeah, man. It's important, man. It's that OG, rest is important.
That OG sleep.
Sleep is important. But you barely sleep. Fuck. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll be on some fucking Nightcrawler shit, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it's all the video games.
Yeah, you be going ham.
Sometimes.
Yeah, do you sleep? How much do you sleep?
I mean, it just depends what's the situation, you know? Like, I try my hardest Monday through, like, Wednesday to, you know, at least be by bed by, like, 2.
In the morning?
Yeah. At least, because I do a lot of shit at night. Like, I do a lot of research and shit.
Research.
Yeah, like for my, I'm in the stocks and the crypto and all that shit. So that shit's all research and all night and shit. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But man, I was gonna say some shit about, I wasn't done talking about the beds.
Oh, the beds.
No, oh yeah, listen. If anybody's fucking ever bored to their fucking mind, I'm talking about like about to rip out their hair type shit bored. The coolest shit you could do is get as high as you fucking can and go to like Rooms To Go or some shit and
try out the bed.
Listen, man, try out the most expensive fucking beds there. I'm talking about walking there straight, nutsack swinging, like being like, yo, which is the most expensive bed?
Nutsack swinging.
Straight up.
You wearing sweats?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bro, it's straight up.
Oh my bad.
Be like, yo, I'm looking for expensive ass bed.
Oh, all right.
Bro, straight up, man. This will be the best rest you'll get. And you're allowed like 5 minutes, right? Some shit like that?
No,
I swear.
5 minutes?
For real.
5 minutes?
I think so. Like, straight up, you can close your eyes. I'm talking about like, I almost reached REM sleep in each bed.
Shit.
In 5 minutes?
Shit like that. Probably more. Like 10.
Dang, that's like you. You can like,
man, bro, I was go to sleep on auto. I was talking about, I could put myself to sleep that's at end.
Me too,
because
like, I don't get a lot or the recommended amount of sleep.
You take
like,
those power naps, dog.
Go in a corner and just literally sleep standing and just charge up.
Yo, like I can't lie. I remember like every party I went to back in the day and I would see you at, you were always sleeping.
Yeah.
On a couch.
That is so
I'm like, oh
like,
shit.
True.
I'm like, oh, it's Joey, dog. Oh, he's
now
sleep.
I don't.
Yeah.
Those power naps are crucial though.
For real.
Being able to just fall asleep anywhere real quick and then wake up and be like, feel fully re-energized.
Yeah.
That shit's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I like train my body doing that with serving. Like working double shifts, go to sleep in between your break real quick, just force yourself to go to sleep. You wake up, you feel brand new, ready to go. Another 16, 18 hours.
Straight up. 30 minutes.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's wild.
All right, so Joey's recommendation is to go to Rooms To Go blasted.
Yep.
And just try out their most expensive beds.
Or any of them shits, you know, like IKEA, like fucking all them shits.
IKEA.
I'm a big pillow person. Like, I got to have, like, I got this like comfort gel pillow. It always stays cold.
Oh shit.
And then it has foam inside. Bro, you never have to flip the pillow. It's always cold.
Wow.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Nice.
Wow. I need like that, but like a body pillow.
I put a
Davey needs a whole comforter like that.
I put a silk pillowcase on it. Combo done. Put me out to sleep anywhere. Put that shit in my car, I'm sleep driving.
Nice. Do that with the lotion on your feet.
I'm not waking up ever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to wake up. That's paradise.
You're going to wake up at 7 because you're going to have like 2 dogs in your face. Like, yo, wake the fuck up.
Now I'm going to tell my mom to stay with them for the night.
Oh, that'd be nice. See? Thinking ahead. What a smart guy. Well, this has been
it's been real.
This has been a really good pod.
I enjoyed this.
We had a surprise guest. Shout out to you.
Yeah, we're gonna have you on as a full guest.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, this
we
is
outside.
Just we outside.
Well, we outside inside right now, but
yeah,
I'm outside. Shit.
Now we've been saying that the past like 2 or 3 episodes. We
I
outside.
Oh man, that shit is so funny.
But yeah, man, we'll get you on a full episode. This is
just a little sneak peek, I guess.
Yeah, outside. Conspiracy episode coming up. Everybody, look out for that.
There's fucking great stories to be had. For sure.
Can't wait. Can't wait for that shit.
But we out. If you're still tuning in, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for rocking with us.
Yeah, for real. Thank you for supporting us and always tuning in.
Yeah. We're working on some cool stuff. So we appreciate all the love and support. Share with your friends. Check us out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Leave us reviews, 5-star reviews preferred. Yeah.
Check out our blog and our YouTube channel.
What the fuck? Yeah.
They're somewhere out there. If you look hard enough, they're there.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll tune in next week. We'll have another guest. And yeah, peace out.
Yeah.
Peace.
That's all I got.
Peace.
Wait, before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Peace, love.
Yeah. Peace, love.
Peace, love, happiness.
Love, peace, chicken grease.
Love, take laugh, love.
Now, for real though, wash your hands and cover your fucking mouth. If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah. The Delta is out there, so stay safe. But yeah, everybody. Peace.
Peace out.
Adios. Peace out.